If you're involved in Color Guard in any way, but especially if you're an instructor, I am begging you to please, please take a dance class. I just feel like the bar for dance is so low when it comes to Color Guard, and it's so obvious that it's being neglected. The way that guard members move is not the way that a dancer moves. And I'm also an instructor. I know that it's hard to teach all these kids the fundamentals and the choreography. Like, you're struggling already with the time, but I promise spending more time teaching the dance fundamentals is going to translate to your equipment work, and it's going to make your entire program better. And it's not just about spending more time on the fundamentals, it's about teaching the fundamentals correctly. Like, for example, my background, I was a really serious gymnast growing up, so I knew how to straighten my legs, I knew how to point my toes, I knew how to jump and leap. I always ended up being a featured dancer in my programs, even though I'm not a trained dancer at all. Now, I've spent the last 9 months training in dance much more seriously, taking a consistent weekly dance class for 3 hours, and actually I've upped it to 6 hours. And then I keep throwing in some interesting classes here and there. And the way that I move is entirely different now. It is so much more musical, it's so much more expressive, and it just feels better. If you want a good example of this, the most recent video I posted before this has me 9 months ago versus me now, and I'm making myself look late now, even though I'm correct now. I'm filling up every single count. I also recently got a video on my For You page. It was a guard clinic, but it was the dance portion of a guard clinic. And the first comment that had so many likes was like, I can tell that this is a guard clinic. There's just something about the way that you're moving. I can tell these aren't dancers, these are guard members. And I studied this video and I really think I figured it out. I think guard members are trained to catch and to stop on the count versus the and count. I mean, sometimes you catch it on and count, but that's besides the point. But I really think we're trained to like hit a beat and not fill it. Like, for example, if you're supposed to grow one and two and, we go one and two, hold three and four. And we're really like sharp about it. Dancers would go one and two and three and four and. And I'm not doing it the best right now. There's like a ceiling here that I'm gonna hit. But like, that's the essence of it. Go and watch these guard clinic videos with dancing. You'll see people are stopping in between moves. And it's not just because they don't know what's coming next. It's because they don't know how to fill that last little bit of the beat. And really the only way you're going to learn that is when you don't have equipment in your hand. Guard is such a dangerous activity. Like, I did gymnastics for 10 years. I had one serious injury. I did guard for way fewer years than that. I've broken like 3 different bones. And so like, when there's equipment in your hand, that's the number one priority, obviously. If you can't straighten your legs and point your toes without equipment in your hand, you're never gonna do it with equipment in your hand. If you can't fill the counts without equipment in your hand, you're never gonna do it with equipment in your hand. You need to spend that time outside of equipment spinning to be working on your dance. So if you wanna make your program better, if you are a committed instructor, sign up for a dance class. It doesn't need to be ballet. It doesn't need to be modern. It needs to be something that you enjoy with a teacher that resonates with you. And better yet, hire a dancer. They don't even need to know how to spin equipment. It literally doesn't matter. If you have other staff members that know how to spin equipment and teach equipment, you don't need another one. You need a dancer that can fix their body and their posture and make sure that they're actually doing things correctly. It's an investment, but it's so worth it, and it's gonna up the quality of everything. So that's my tip of the day. If you have questions about specific exercises that I like to do with my kids, I would be more than happy to share those, because I want Color Guard members to start looking like dancers. That is my ultimate goal with all of this.